Well, thank you for joining us for our weekly devotional. Title scripture is, "Nevertheless, the sound foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity." 2 Timothy 2:19. When Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, he was in a cruel and unfriendly Roman prison under the emperor Nero, who is said to have set Rome aflame, which destroyed about half of it, and blamed Christians for it. So Paul was in no place of comfort or hope. Could you or I write a letter of encouragement, such as this letter he wrote to Timothy, under those conditions? It's about 66-67 AD, at the time of Paul's second letter to Timothy. This is about 33 or so odd years since Christ's crucifixion and resurrection, probably 30 or more years before John penned his visions from the Isle of Patmos, which we call the Book of Revelation. For our discussion on Timothy's day, how do you think his ministry was doing? It sounds Paul was concerned for his mental and faithful vitality. How is our mental and spiritual vitality in the world we live in today? Paul's instruction to Timothy, note that he reminds him of his grandmother's faith and that of his mother Eunice, and tells him that he believes that that same faith is in him too. It's interesting that Paul spoke of the grandmother's faith. She was probably an elderly person at the time, and certainly probably was born and lived before Christ's time, or at least some part of it, meaning that her faith was probably founded in the Torah or the faith of the Jewish people more than a New Testament type of confession of Christ. Although she may have later confessed Christ and came to Christ. But I think Paul is saying to Timothy, your family has a history of faith, and that I think is what he was talking about to inspire him that that same faith was in him as well. Paul reminds Timothy to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying out of my hands, and then saying, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Do the things we focus our mind and interest on affect our hearing God's word for our encouragement and soundness of mind and internal peace? When I read Paul's letters to Timothy, I don't see Paul trying to neglect the reality of Timothy's problems. I see him telling Timothy to address the important things and trust God to help him deal with the rest. What about the issues going on around us and the troubling circumstances pressing up on our thinking? We can't simply ignore some of the reality that needs our attention. But there is so much that we need to step back from and allow it to resolve itself, especially issues dealing with relationships and emotional conflicts. I think dealing with people can be the most difficult challenges we experience. While we must love people and have genuine concern for their needs, sometimes we are best served to let them solve their own problems. Basically, it comes down to understanding the fine line between helping and enabling. We need the Holy Spirit's counsel on these decisions. I have noticed that some things can't be fixed, not by us or our efforts, especially when people want us to fix carnal issues and they do not want to apply spiritual doctrine to the circumstances in their dilemmas. Now, here is the point of the title scripture. "Nevertheless, the sound foundation of God stands, having this seal." What is the solid foundation of God? I think it has to do with our perspective and our commitment to understanding His word, His truth, and accepting it as absolute. It says here, "The Lord knows those who are His, so let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Well, of course, iniquity is lawlessness and rebuke to authority and the absolute truth of God's word. Iniquity is a thing that is either in you from your reluctance or resistance to accept the truth and go on living in a disheveled way, or you will repent and come to Christ and depart from iniquity. It's pretty much that simple. I will read some of Paul's advice to Timothy. I'm going to be reading from 2 Timothy. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands. Having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and clay, and some of honor and some of dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteous faith. Love peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, but avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle, able to teach, be patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant these repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their sense and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away, for of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of the gullible women, loaded down sins, led away various lust, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Considering these things, is there any difference in life's issues today than in Paul's time? Except for technology and conveniences, I think people are pretty much the same everywhere and in all times, and where relative civilization exists at least. We know that when the time of Paul was a time, persecution was great against believers, and I think that persons have a hard time, at least in our perspective, seeing how people lived then and how difficult life was for those people. But considering all of that, Paul was able to be encouraging Timothy from a harsh and terribly brutal prison cell. That's something to think about, at least for us for now, for the most of us anyway. Our times are not that bad, and perhaps we should try to encourage others, even from the good times that we live in. Some people could use it, and I think that God would like for us to be that encouragement and help, and that mercy and grace and love, expressing his nature to them and encouraging them, because Paul saw a lot of value in Timothy. He was a young man, God wanted to use for ministry? How many of you, how many of us are really able to do that if we would just be willing to say, yes, Lord, I want to be a part of that. I want to be doing the things you want me to do. And maybe you can invest me into the lives of others who need help or encouragement. At least that's how it looks to me when I read Paul's letter to Timothy. Blessings and shalom.